Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies. I am so excited to finally be back teaching Bible study. We're only going to be doing it online, but I am super excited about all that God is doing through this ministry. Not too long ago, he gave me the vision to do Beauties Who Brunch. And with that vision, he gave me the series, The Power of Self-Perception. So that is what we're going to be talking about over the next few weeks, the power of self-perception. And I am your host, Sonia Walker, visionary for the Essence of a Woman's Ministry. And I pray that this bless you. When you go to the website, eowbiblestudy.com, you can just click on listen. You will find that week's lesson where you can listen, and then you will also have your Bible study notes. And you can go back and listen anytime you want. And feel free, you know, to email us and let us know how it blessed you. You can let us know, call your girlfriends, you know, gather women at your church and just listen in. And I believe that God has some amazing things that he wants to do in all of our lives, but we have to first believe it. So nevertheless, we're going to go ahead and get started. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, God, for every woman who's listening. Lord, you said that faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So, Lord, I bind up the works of the enemy, and I pray, God, that they, when they hear your word, God, that they hear you, that they don't hear me, that they hear their next instruction, that they hear their next step as to what they are to do. And so, Lord, we give you all the praise, we give you all the honor, and we give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Okay, ladies, let's get started. The power of self-perception. And our lesson for tonight is going to be, it starts with an image. It starts with an image. When I looked up the definition of self-perception, it read this, that people determine their attitudes and preferences by interpreting the meaning of their own behavior. Let me read that again. This is according to psychologists, that people determine their attitudes and preferences by interpreting the meaning of their own behavior. Webster says this, self-perception is the ideal that you have about the kind of person you are. So we understand then that self-perception is how you feel and think about yourself. And so we're going to start. I wanted to give you that definition, but if you didn't get it, it will be in your notes. And let's go to Genesis 1 and 26. Genesis 1 and 26 says this, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. So we understand then that with God, the first thing that was important to him is that he had an image, a reflection of himself. And so then he says, let us make man in our image. So if you're going to do anything in your life, you must first have an image. The definition of image is a tangible or visible representation, a mental picture or impression of something. It is a tangible or visible representation, a mental picture or impression of something. So then that leaves the question, is an image tangible or is it mental? But in reality, it is both mental and tangible, that whatever you imagine that's mental can become a reality that's tangible. So that means when God says, let us make man in our image, first for him, it was mental. And then it became tangible. So if we have the same power, the same DNA, if we are a reflection of him, that means that we have the same power to imagine who we want to be and then make it tangible. So this means that God beautifies us from the inside out, inside mental, outside tangible. So oftentimes we get so caught up in the outside that we don't, that we fail to beautify the inside. And when we do that, what we have is beauty without substance. We don't want to walk around with our hair done, our face beat, we all slay, you know, we all fly, we dress to the nine, we got on these bad shoes, but our inner beauty is destroyed. Our inner beauty is scarred. Our inner beauty is who left us. And our inner beauty is saying that I'm not able. And our inner beauty says that I'm not worthy. And our inner beauty is all ugly. But God beautifies us from the inside out. Matthew 23, you don't have to go there. But in Matthew 23 and 26, he says, first clean the inside of the cup, that the outside may be clean also. So we understand then that the first thing that we must do is have an internal dialogue. We must have an image. Who do you see yourself becoming? Or you living the life that you imagined? Or are you living a life that is just beautiful, but it has no substance? Or you in relationships or have relationships, they look good, but they're not good for you. And so we have to learn how to bring order into our lives if we're going to become who God wants us to be, right? So the first thing he says is that he had an image, right? And it's interesting what I learned in Genesis 1 and 26 when he said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, he had not even created the man yet. In verse 27, 1 and 27, it says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. Do you see where I'm going with this? So the first thing that God did, he had an image. Then number two, he began to create. Right? So I looked up the definition of create. It means to produce. It means to cause something to happen by your action. Wait a minute. Hold on. Number one, I have to have an image. It means a mental. Number two, he says that he created man in his image. Oh, my God. So that means that I can't create anything that I haven't imagined. That is so good. That means when he says, I created man in my image, he had an image first, and then he began to create. So oftentimes we want to create things that we haven't imagined. Right? Doing things backwards. So then he says, I created man in my image. You have to create what you imagine. The definition of create means that your actions have to line up with what you think. I think I'm going to listen to this over myself. Your actions have to line up with what you see in your mind. Right? Because the Bible declares, as a man thinks in his heart, this is in your notes, as a man thinks in his heart, what? So is he.
So your life is going to reflect what's in your heart. You want to change your life, then change your reflection. If you want to change your reflection, you got to change your heart. Right? So then, our actions have to line up with what we have an image for, what we believe in God for, what we want to see happen in our lives. We have to line it up. So our actions have to line up with what we believe. We know what you really believe by what you do. So if you are doing something that you don't believe, it's not going to work. Are you living the life that you imagined? Right? So number one, you have to have an image, a mental image. Number two, you have to create. Your actions have to line up with what you see. Okay? As we go on in the book of Genesis, as we go on further, we find out in Genesis chapter 2 that God then talks about, you know, he created the ground, the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and all of these things, but there was no man. So there was still nothing tangible. But he created an environment for him to form the thing that he had imagined. Do y'all get what I'm saying? So oftentimes we want to form something before we have a place for it. We want to form things that we don't have a place for because we want to do things backwards. One of the many things that I deal with when talking to other women who say, Sonia, I don't know what to do first. Sonia, I want to start this. And Sonia, I want to start that. And Sonia, I think I want to do this. And Sonia, I think I want to do that. They are looking for a magical answer, some kind of quick fix that I do not have. I said, it doesn't sound real pretty. It doesn't sound real magical. Matter of fact, it's not magical. I told them to stop everything that you're doing. Don't buy any business cards. Don't go and do this, that, and the other. I encourage them to sit down and think. When I say sit down and think, I still get the same question, and I'm still going to give you the same answer. But finally, I really don't know where to start first. Sit down and think. Sitting down and thinking means not being on social media. Sit down and thinking doesn't mean being on the phone or watching TV. Sometimes thinking is just what I said. Sit down, be quiet, and think. With nothing going on around you. And that you have to do that for more than a day. More than 2 days. You stay there until you have an image to God's likeness, not your own. Because only what we do for Christ will last. God, who did you create me to be? Show me. Give me an image. Give me a vision for my life, because this is not the life that I imagine. Who am I? And that requires you having an image.
Then secondly, we said, what? Create.
You have to create an environment. You have to create action steps. You have to create. You have to put faith without works is dead. Beauties, you have to go through the process of becoming. It's not an overnight sensation. It's never too late to change. It's never too late to become. As long as you're still breathing, you have another opportunity to fulfill your destiny, to become the woman that you dream of being, but it all starts with an image, right? So as we read on down in the book of Genesis, he says, I've done all these things, but I have no man to till the ground. Then the Bible says that he formed man out of the dust of the ground. Wait a minute. He imagined. He created. Number three, he formed. When you're creating, actions line up with what you imagine, you are forming something. You are becoming something. That thing that was mental is now becoming tangible. Why? Because your actions are lining up with what you believe in God for. Your actions are lining up. And so now he's forming it. He's forming it. He forms it. Then the Bible says he breathes into it. See, you don't be willing to form something that you're not willing to breathe into. You got to be willing to give that thing life. You got to blow into it. You got to breathe into it. You got to resuscitate those dreams that you've laid to the side. Some of you have formed something. All you need to do is perform CPR and revive it again. Revive that dream again. Revive that vision again. Revive that relationship again. Revive that marriage again. Breathe into it life, not disappointment. Don't breathe into it fear. Don't breathe into it anger. Don't breathe into it cursing. Breathe into it blessings, because God says that everything that he made was blessed. So we have to be intentional that whatever we form, whatever we feel, whatever we create, whatever we imagine, we're going to have to call it blessed. Even when it goes through hard times, blessed. Even when it's difficult and you can't see your way, blessed. Because why? The fruit of your womb is blessed. So we have to believe God, excuse me, and understand that there is a process that we must go through in order to become the person that we dream of being. So I wrote down a couple of things that we are all going to do this weekend or this week. Excuse me. I want you to ask yourself this simple yet difficult question. Are you living the life that you imagined? Are you living the life that you created? Are you living the life that you formed? Are you living a fulfilled life? And if not, then we need to go through the process of becoming the woman that we dream of being. We got to go through the process. I was 24 years old when God called me into ministry. That doesn't mean I automatically was on the stage. I had to make my call and my election sure. Who did you call me? Because, see, here's the thing, beauty. If you don't allow God to define who you are, people will define it for you. If you don't allow God to define you, people will define you. It took me, I was in the hair industry and for 25 years. I've been in the beauty industry since I was 19. When I transitioned, I was still in beauty, and when I decided, when I felt led to transition into being a boutique owner, I didn't start out with brick and mortar. I started out with an image. I started out online. I started from there. I went into a salon suite, and from there I went into another space. But I was, it was, he was equipping me. It took a long time for me to get here, and I still haven't arrived. I'm still learning. I'm still growing. I'm still becoming. And that's what it feels like. When you have an image in your head, oftentimes what happens is that when the Bible says write the vision and make it plain, that means take all the decorations out of your vision. Sonya, what you mean? Sometimes we get so caught up in getting business cards and flyers and websites and all this money and all these other things in our head is decorated. So we end up starting too big. We end up not going in the order that we need to go in order to become. Because what ends up happening is anxiety sets in. You say, well, I'm already late. I'm starting late. You know, I should have been here by now, blah, 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 blah. I know the story. And so you end up trying to rush the process. And so anxiety kicks in. And anxiety makes you skip a bunch of steps, but it also causes you to keep starting and stopping. Aren't you tired of starting and stopping, believing and then not believing, forming but not feeling? See, you want things that are going to fulfill you, right? So number one, let me give you this scripture first. It says, it's in your, it'll be in your notes. It says, as water reflects your faith, so does your life reflect your heart. What's the heart? Your heart is, in your heart lies your mind, your will, and your emotions. In your heart lies your mind, your will, and your emotions. As a man thinks in his heart, in his mind, in his will, and in his emotions, so is he. Right? So we have to deal with our mind. We have to deal with our will. That's our action step. Then we have to deal with our emotions. You have to keep breathing into the thing. Because sometimes real talk, You giving it everything you got. You're blowing in the summer. It don't even look like it's coming to life. And you try blowing into it again, and you don't see anything. And then you try to blow into it again, and you still don't see anything. And you try to blow into it again, and you're asking God, is this really what you're calling me to do? Because this thing ain't coming to life how I saw it come to life. But we have to keep going. Keep believing God. I ain't gonna lie to you. Sometimes it is so hard. It looks like it happens so easily for others. And then I'd be like, God, why is it so hard for me to bring to life the thing that I imagined? Not just the thing that I imagined, but the thing that you showed me. But he said he'd make all things work together for our good. And that we have to understand that our steps are ordered by the Lord. And that he's working it out. So number one, you have to have an image. Don't do anything else first. Have an image. Number two, you have to create. Create a goal. Create action steps. Create a plan. And I'm not just talking to you. I'm talking to me. This lesson is not, it don't bypass me. I get it first. Then I give it to you. So while I'm ministering to you, I'm ministering to myself. While I'm encouraging you, I'm encouraging myself. So I have to create an action plan on how I'm going to get there. So I have a vision. I'm writing it out. I'm creating. I'm planning. I'm implementing. And then I'm going to form it. And after I form it, then I'm going to feel it. Lord, breathe on this thing that I formed. Give it life. Because I can't do it without you. Breathe into my dream. Breathe into my purpose. Breathe into my heart. Show me who you called me to be. This time, I'm going to go all the way. This time, no matter what happens, no matter who comes, no matter who goes, I'm going to have to keep going if I am going to have the life that I met. If I'm going to be the woman that I dream of being, then I'm going to have to go. You're going to have to go through the process, and it all starts with an image. Well, beauties, our time is up for this week. I pray that it was a blessing. I pray that this week that God begin to show you who you are, that he would breathe life into your dream, into your heart, into your mind, and that all things, just know that all things are working together for your good, and it's never too late. It's never too late to become the woman that you dream of being. So until next week, until next time, I'm so looking forward to next week's lesson. You have a blessed week, a wonderful week, and that God may continue to show you who you shall become. Please visit our website at www.elwbiblestudy.com. And don't forget, share the word. Have a great day.